Hello and welcome back to The Furnace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. So today we have a case of saintly sibling banter and friendship in today's memorial. We celebrate Saint Scholastica, who was the twin sister of Saint Benedict, who is widely acclaimed as the father of Western monasticism. Saint Scholastica, as the twin sister, followed in her brother's footsteps by founding a community of nuns near the famous Benedictine monastery of Monte Cassino. Now, there is a famous story between the two, according to Saint Gregory the Great. So, Saint Scholastica was accustomed to visiting Benedict once a year outside the monastery, and they would have intense spiritual conversations, talking about holy things and the delights of the spiritual life. One time, Scholastica begged Benedict to stay around longer so they could keep talking, but Benedict refused as it was getting late. So Gregory says this about her reaction. The holy woman joined her hands on the table, laid her head on them, and began to pray. As she raised her head from the table, there were brilliant flashes of lightning, peals of thunder, and a downpouring of rain. Benedict was shocked and asked what happened. And she answered, "I asked you, and you would not listen. So I asked God, and he did listen." And contrary to the usual discipline of monastic life, they did stay up all night, eventually being engrossed in conversation about the spiritual life because they were so engrossed with God. I guess, you know, something that I've found to be true in my own spiritual journey is that we need someone that we can really trust, whether it's a sibling, close friend, or more formally, a spiritual director, to talk about the inner workings of what God is doing in one's heart. And if you don't have someone, it's probably good if you contact your local parish priest or someone that you know who works in the church, and perhaps they may direct you to the right person. Because ultimately, we're all spiritual siblings in some way, united in baptism. And to have that kind of spiritual space to share the joys and struggles of faith, I think, is quite paramount to the growth in life with God. Let us pray. As we celebrate anew the memorial of the Virgin Saint Scholastica, we pray, O Lord, that following her example, we may serve you with pure love and happily receive what comes from loving you. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God forever and ever. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear friends, I want to thank you for following and supporting this podcast, and this is just a quick message to share that I will be conducting an online Lenten group through Zoom, together with the Evangelization Office of the Archdiocese of Sydney, which will take place on Wednesday evenings during the season of Lent. If you'd like to know more and sign up, there will be a link in the notes of this episode. Thank you once again for all your support, and please keep praying for me and each other, and do please share this podcast with your friends and family. God bless.